So, I'm glad to give the va'ah tonight. I did have the schus of giving a va'ah before Shavuos. I find myself, just based on the schedule or this and that, a lot of times you end up giving a va'ah, it's like there's something going on. A lot of times in yeshiva, you have, okay, before Shavuos, you have to talk about Shavuos. Before Purim, you have to talk about Purim. Pesach, Benazman. There's so many things going on in the yeshiva throughout the year that timing-wise has to be addressed that topic. There's a nice liberty you sometimes have when nothing is going on. I don't mean that in a negative, but I mean that, you know, it's nothing specific, and you can actually talk about just simple, pure tikkun amidos. Mussar, right? What's our tachlis? Why do we learn mussar? Right? Kofi, why do we learn mussar? We want to become tikkun amidos. We want to become better people. And we believe without learning mussar, not natural that you automatically become a better person. So this is just another week, but another opportunity to work on our midos. So I'd like to introduce the topic I'm talking on something of this week's parsha. As I mentioned to some people, I'm excited once the Chumash hits Sefer Bamidbar, because really it's starting this week. The storyline to Chumash comes back. Not just pure mitzvos, karbanos that we had throughout Sefer Vayikra, really the second half of Sefer Shemos, once Truma Tetzaveh hits. Okay, Kisisa has a storyline. But Baloska really has a nice story, you know, has storylines. The story that you have at the end of the Parsha is something which probably people don't pay much attention to, unless you're learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is Miriam speaking Lashon Hara to Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu. The basic overview is the Pasuk, this is Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Atadaber Miriam Va'aram B'Moshe, Al Odos Ha'isha Kushas Ha'laka, Ki Ushas Kushas Laka. Basically, what happened was that Miriam realized that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife because he was on the level of Nevuah, and in his situation, he was parish from his wife. He wasn't with his wife. So, Miriam said, "Harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem." Is Moshe the only navi here? Well, gambanu diber. Hey, she turned to Aaron and says, "Hashem speaks to us too. We're also neviim." And hey, you know, nothing. We never separate from our spouses. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu separating from his spouse? So then the pasuk throws in the most famous pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ish Moshe Anu Ma'od, Nikol Adam Asher Apnei Adama. You look up, what's that doing in there? The next pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem Pisam Moshe Vel Aaron Vel Miriam Tzu Shloshim Al Moe Vetzu Shloshim. Yer Hashem Ba'anu Ma'onon, Hashem came down, Vayikra Aaron and Miriam Vietzu Shneam. Hashem goes and gives very strong tochacha to Miriam and Aaron. When you think about it, how many times in the Torah is Hashem like giving tochacha? Okay. Maybe to Adam, maybe Bilam through the Malach. Not so many times. Vayomu shimuna devarai, imiyin neviyecha Hashem b'marei, lo v'zvada b'chalom v'dabar bo, lo chin avdi Moshe b'chol b'esi namanu. Pel peh dababo. Hashem tells Miriam and Aaron, the level of Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu was on is much greater than your level. Hashem speaks to him all the time. And umadu alo yireisim udaber b'avdi Moshe. Vayikha af Hashem bam vayelach. V'anon sor mi'al ha'ola v'inim Miriam mitzaras kasheleg. The anon went away. Hashem, quote unquote, screamed at them. The anon goes away. And Miriam gets major tzaras. And they don't know what to do. She's like a mace. Moshe Benu davens. And basically all of Klal Yisrael waits. Lock him up 7 days. They wait. And Klal Yisrael doesn't move until Miriam gets healed. It's a pretty wild story of this Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke a Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chafetz Chaim goes through this, right? There's a Hazahara, Yishamar B'Nagat Tzaras, and you should know what happened to Miriam, Baderech. This is it. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and received a big punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her and Aaron major tochacha. B'nai, this is something that affected the entire B'nai Yisrael. Everyone knew about it. Pretty, pretty major avera. So really, go through this parsha. There's a lot to learn. Obviously, Miriam was a tzaddikas. Aaron was a great tzaddik. But on their levels, there is a taina here. There's an avera here. What exactly was the taina on Miriam? So, sounds like the taina Miriam was that she spoke Lashon Hara, that Moshe Rabbeinu is separating from his wife. And she doesn't understand, how is he separating from her wife? Me and you, Aaron, we don't separate from our spouses. So Hashem later explained to Miriam, okay, you're making a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu is on a different level of Nevuah. Now, obviously, Miriam knew about the Isser Lashon Hara. Right? She wouldn't get punished if she didn't know about it. So if she has a problem with Moshe Rabbeinu, she doesn't understand. She understands Moshe Anum only call Adam Moshe Rabbeinu Adama. She has the ultimate best seat in the house, front row seat, to see who Moshe Rabbeinu was. She knew who Moshe Rabbeinu was, a great tzaddik. So she sees something which looks wrong. What's her reaction? She goes and speaks to Aaron about it. Why didn't she just confront and ask Moshe Rabbeinu what's pshat? Wouldn't that be the better idea? You see the Gadol Hador doing something which in your eyes looks wrong. So you hawk someone else about it? Why don't you go to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask, you know, Moshe, I don't understand. Why are you separating from your wife? I'm also a Navi. My husband didn't separate from me. Aaron didn't separate from his wife. Moshe Rabbeinu probably could have given the same answer Hashem did. Because I'm on different Madrega. Hashem told me already by Har Sinai to punish my wife. Why didn't Miriam ask Moshe? Simple kasha. How does she go and speak Lashon Hara? Why don't you just do the first step? So I dare say the answer is because it's awkward. She realized that Moshe Rabbeinu was separate from his wife. She didn't want to go there and talk about such a topic with Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps it's much easier. Well, maybe Aaron, do you understand why? Now, obviously, who's going to understand better, Moshe or Aaron? But she felt more comfortable talking to Aaron about it than she did Moshe Rabbeinu. Lamaisa, now she was, Rashi says Befer, she wasn't mechaven the Gnusa. She wasn't mechaven to blast him. She just wants to understand pshat, what's going on here? So that's what Rashi says, the whole shmooze, even when you're not mechaven the Gnusa, but you say something negative to somebody else, it's still Lashon Hara. But why didn't she ask Moshe Rabbeinu? The Teretz Chora is because it's awkward. It's uncomfortable. I'm going to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu about his status with his wife. Let me talk to Aaron about it. Maybe he understands. But Lamaya said that mistake was so costly. She got majorly punished. Klal Yisrael suffered from it. All because of a lack of communication. And I believe this yisod is so, if this is true, in the Chumash, by Miriam and Aaron, in their situation, alachas kama v'kama, the world in the year 2021, the social skills, the communication ability is a big problem. As the Rebbe who looks over much of what goes on with chavrusas, and people come to me all the time with chavrusa hak. So, you know, as a Rebbe, you hear both sides, you know, this guy has a problem with this chavrusa, this guy has a problem with him, you know. a lot of times I get it, you know, boy, if Yitzchak Russo knew how he views him, I'm the middleman, so I'm, you know, I'm trading everyone's secrets. I don't tell those stories over. I only tell over stories of...
Without the names?
Yeah, usually not. But so many times, let's say even it gets to the point, okay, you have to break up. Rebbe, could you tell him? Why don't you tell him? It's awkward. It's true. It is awkward. Now, a lot of times it's even better before you get to the breaking point to speak things out. Okay, you know? So communication is something which is very important in a relationship. You have to talk to the person. You have to tell them how you're feeling. If you see something which looks wrong, you have to figure out a way to say it. Now, let me go the other way too. I really have to give a lot of credit to my chash of a 12th grade Talmidim from Musr today, because as Avram Berry is smiling in the back, it was his chevra that brought out this whole topic. Avrami gets credit. Abe gets credit. Yeah. We had a frank discussion. But let me go the other way too. It's a funny thing. The same way communication is bad when people don't communicate, communication's also bad when they over-communicate or bluntly communicate, harshly communicate. It's fun. I'll explain. It's funny that in the world today, it's very easy to find extremes, but it's very uncommon to find a natural, normal balance. You have guys, something bothers you. Why can't you come on time? Can't stand it. You have guys who are just very blunt, very, you know, rough, not soft. Just blurt it out. Ribby. Okay. Don't make a mistake and say, oh, that's good communication. Look, he's saying it. But there's a way to say it. You want to say it in a way that whoever you're talking to is going to macabre what you say, is going to accept what you say, and not just like take it personally, tune it out, take you seriously. It's a very, very delicate balance how to communicate. Just the other night, I was on the phone with a professional who was talking to me about somebody and their bad communication skills. Now, you know, I never studied the arts of communication. I didn't read The Art of the Deal. I didn't read The Art of Communication. But like this person, when you hear professional talk, they asked me, they were trying to get clear description of how bad this person's communication skills are. So this lady went through a list of like 50 questions. Luckily, I didn't have time. I stopped her halfway through. But I have to. But does he make eye contact when he talks to you? Do they talk to the point? Are they distracted when they speak? Do they speak always in the same tone? I was like, whoa. Like, I don't know. I never like break down communication to all these like 50 different components. But you're right, it's all part of it. You know, there are always gonna be situations in life which are gonna be awkward and gonna be challenging. And I'm not saying that this is an area which overnight a person could become a super communicator. To be honest, anyone realizes that there are many rebbeim that struggle with these things. It's a midah just like all other midahs. Doesn't mean you're perfect. How to communicate clearly, something's on your mind. So you could have it just like eat you up and start making assumptions and this and that. Or you realize what it's doing to you. Talk it out. In a nice way, in a balanced way. Because a lot of times when you don't communicate, people just make assumptions and they go on and on and on building castles in their mind without really knowing what the other person's doing. Miriam thought, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on with him? Is he extra frummy? He's separating from his wife? Did Yiddishkeit become Christianity? And we don't believe in husbands and wives being together? What's going on here? Wait, don't build any castles in the sky. Why don't you ask him? It's uncomfortable. It's easier to speak out to Aaron. Okay. But that same midah is something which a person needs to work on. Just like you're working on a person's kas, a person's jealousy, a person's zrizos versus his atzlos. Another area to work on is how to speak like a mensch, how to speak pleasantly to a person. You know, these the Sor Salanta people. My Trappers itself used to have the Sor Salanta Midos chart hanging in his office, right? So, I don't know. What Mida do you call communication? What does it fall under? Dibur, it's part of Dibur, right? It's really part of Dibur. Dibur itself is a major Mida. Now, there are many Isuri Dibur, right? There's Lashon Hara, there's Onos Dvarim, but there's also chesed. There's so many different things a person does with his speech. And the better, think about it. Like, so many of our other midos don't necessarily come out to the fore on a daily basis. You know, kinah is going to come out in certain scenarios. Kas will come out in certain scenarios. Taiva. But speech? It's every day. Mava ze adam. Why is Mava, why isn't Adam called a Mava? Zakt Rashi, the Marsha, because a person speaks. That's why Mava is Adam. Hey. Frogs, other than Kermit, don't speak. But humans do. And the way we speak, and especially in a world today where unfortunately people speak in such, you know, crazy ways. Nowadays, we think people speak through Twitter, through texting, through all these different things, where a lot of times it's short, brief, you're not explaining yourself, you know. It used to be, there's like a certain, even like in texting, now I myself am guilty, because you know, you wanna, do you start saying, what do you say about this? Or do you start, hello, how are you? Now, it is annoying sometimes to text that all the hilchas derech eretz of how you start a conversation. So what do? You just go straight into the, I'm sorry, I just poured soda all over your freshly folded underwear. Right? He doesn't even say I'm sorry, like that. Like, whoa. Oh, okay. That might be awkward, so that's why you text. See, texting's also an escape of awkwardness. Huh?
Why hasn't it ever thought of
that? This is like the worst nightmares of living in a dorm. Yeah. But.
Why are we so bad at this? Like the smartphones? Like we're.
Yeah, I think innately, Benny is asking, why do we think we're so bad in this midah? There's a lot of factors. The skano adoros means we're weak in all midos. But kol shekein, awkwardness, is something which is a midah which by far has grown a lot in the past decade or two. And it's probably connected to the great social media and electronics, and we think we're more connected and we're more in touch than ever before. We might be in touch, but not necessarily in the best proper way. And it...
People were awkward.
There are awkward situations. But yeah, okay. There's nothing, you know, it used to be you show up at a wedding, you sit next to a guy who, you know, you don't know. Okay, not the big deal. Nowadays, people clamor to their phones, ignore the other person. They walk into an elevator, they'll make eye contact and this. Okay, I'm not saying you make eye contact with the Arabs who want to shecht you. But with a nice other guy in yeshiva, you're on a bus to a trip, something. People should be able to communicate to chavrusas. Now, it doesn't mean every time. Again, it could be sometimes the right thing is for the Rebbe to be the one to break up the chavrusas. Could be is the Rebbe to go to if you're having an issue with your roommate. Maybe he'll be able to talk to the roommate better than you doing it. My roommate really smells. Again, right? To say that straight out to the guy is probably a laundry list of Isurim. Huh? Right. So, yes. Communication is a lost art, but we over here in the Musar Yeshiva, Yeshiva Torah Chaim, is trying somewhat Lahachser Torah Lyoshna to bring back the crown of communication. And you know what? Even I just talked to the guys in the room, minus the guys not in the room, but if guys themselves, especially with communication, you definitely see it. It's catchy. If you talk a certain way, if the environment is a certain way to talk, it has an impression on other people. Just to ask anyone from New York, right? Just like there's an accent from where you come from, there's a manner of how you speak. There's a sensitivity, maybe there's a classiness, maybe there's a roughness, depending on your hood or neighborhood that you come from. Everything you say comes across, your body language, your derech eretz. And if we could study this, we could learn from it, we could become better in it, that itself is a tremendous tikkun amidos. It's a kiddush Hashem on another madrega of derech eretz. It's something which the Gemara in Yuma says, oh, how wonderful that person is that he learns Torah. And Bez Hashem, we should all be zocha to make such wonderful kiddush Hashems.
Amen.